Bible open to Matthew chapter 5.
Ini ada Biblia yo. Ada ke yana la. Aba mo marayo, amapua. Emi do ya ko idi.
We're going to read verse 9 of chapter 5.
Then we buy some marayo, amapua emi. Ngere di ala. Yo do. Yeah, I'm there.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Let's pray. Father, open your word to us. Put it in our hearts. So that it may come out and share your word. May what we study today be proclaimed to the ends of the world. May you draw your people to yourself even today. And we will give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Okay. The Beatitudes are not just moral teachings. It's not just a good guideline for living life. But these are statements of value and actions.
That are possessed by those who love the Lord.
Those that have loved God. That have heard His word and responded. Follow Him. With this in mind, Christ gives us the Beatitudes. Blessed are the peacemakers. We are going to look at four truths about peace. So if you have your folder, you can open it to Matthew 5:9. First truth that we are going to discuss. True peacemakers bring eternal peace, not a mere temporary truce. Does truce translate well?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a ceasefire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Pastors, are you worried about unity in your people? Are you attempting to bring peace in your church? We need to understand that we are at war. Not against flesh and bone. But a war for the souls of all mankind. The peace that we can offer in our churches and in our world may bring a temporary relief from this world. But it will definitely bring an eternal solution to the war around us. To the war that rages around us for the souls of men. The world rages. Rage like angers. If it's in anger.
Oh, yeah, now we're
it. So pastors, offer the peace of Christ. If we're not careful, we can lose sight of our goal. We're not called to just help people get along with each other. That is not what peacemakers is here in Scripture. We're not called to simply see our churches not have to worry about getting along. Although that is not bad, we should get along. But people stand as enemies of God. Our goal is to see them know the peace of Christ. And in their lives they become friends of God. Can we get some of them to read scripture? Or do you want me to read and you repeat? James chapter 4.
I'm a woman.
James 4, verses 3 and 4.
We need woman. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. I'm getting you with me. We're the one. Yeah, I'm a woman. And then
you
need
to eat him. You want me to read it or you want me to
read it? Yeah, you have to read it.
Ore olchore lenkop naa olmang'atinta lenkai. Ore pooki oyieu neeku olchore lenkai. Ore pooki ng'ae oyieu neeku olchore lenkop nitaa kewon olmang'atinta lenkai.
To be a friend with the world is to be an enemy with God.
Ore neeku olchore lenkop neeku olmang'atinta lenkai. Lenkai.
Pastor, fix your eyes on Christ. Someone else read Ephesians. Chapter 6. Verse
12.
Yes, we are wrestling with not flesh and bone, but we are wrestling for the souls of men. Will somebody read 1 John?
1 John.
John 2:15.
Oh, I'm not
Amen.
Now I'm going to read Colossians 1, 15 through 20.
Colossians
115.
I'm going to read through verse 20.
You ready? He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, that is the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that is, in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. These verses show us that to be friends with the world is to be an enemy with God. And the only way that we have peace is by the blood of the cross. That is the only way we can be reconciled and have peace with God. Because of the sacrifice of Christ. That is our aim, our goal in our churches. To see the peace of Christ reign in the hearts of men. And that brings us to our second truth. True peace brings the eternal kingdom, not a temporary world. Sorry. Peace of Christ lives in believers, and it is eternal. We bring this eternal peace not to be nice Not so we can just get along. We bring this eternal peace so that people that were once enemies with God can now be friends with God. This peace in Christ leads us to trust in Him. Those that know this peace are sons of God. Our kingdom is not of this world. It is the eternal kingdom of God. When we realize that and when we trust that, it changes everything in life. When life is low, when the people around us despise the things of God, when the government doesn't do what we want them to do, when the world doesn't do what is right, when there is turmoil in our churches, when there is strife in your community, when one brother hurts another brother, we will trust in Christ. There is no other place to find peace. This world is raging against our God. In all, every moment, every day, we are to trust
in Christ.
When we trust in Christ, our lives are at peace. Because there is nothing in this world that can shake our Lord and Savior. So everything you do, base it on our God.
Amen.
Look to His Word. Trust in His Word. Teach His Word. May everything we do be about our God.
Amen.
So true peace brings the eternal kingdom. Everything we do for our God will be eternal. God calls us sons. He didn't just barely save us. We didn't just barely get into the back door of the kingdom. He calls us sons. Fellow heirs to the throne. He does not tell us that we will have status in this life. He does not say that we'll have a smooth life. He does not say there will be easy times. Or that we will have the things of this world. Romans chapter 8.
Romans, I'm not visited. Roman, go to Roman. Roman, is it? Romans 8.
8, we're going to start in verse 13.
Romans 8.
Romans 13 through 17. Should we get them to read or you want me to read?
Thank you. ere pikiran kira kai na ni ni kira 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 ba jumo kira ba jumo yang kai tene po kristo ada ba ki sini sini yo tene po ni ne pe yo ki ni si ai so yo e ki po tene po ni ne
amen.
You are sons of God. We can live in that truth. We can be bold with His gospel. Because we know our God will save us. We know our God has saved us. He is saving us today. And He will save us tomorrow. For all of eternity. We will know His mercy and His grace for all of eternity. Number three. True sons of God bring unity, not division. Yes. So true sons bring unity, not division. Christ is calling us to bring unity to our churches. We're not to sow discord and strife. If you are causing stress in your church, stop it. Pastor, trust in the Lord for all things. We are to sow the love of God into our churches. If we are trusting in the Lord, there will be peace in our lives. We will not worry and concern ourselves with the things going on in the world. I believe yesterday I answered a question up here at the end of the day. And I told you that if someone has a disagreement with you, and that disagreement is based on the Word of God, they don't have a problem with you, but they have a problem with Christ. If the things that we are doing in our churches, if what we are teaching from the pulpit, what we are teaching in Sunday school, or when what we are teaching in our homes, if that is the Word of God, there will be peace. Eternal peace. However, there will be people that oppose His Word. Because this world is at an enemy with God. To pastors, stand on truth. Stand on the Word of God. Teach it. Hide it in your heart. Let it come out in your life. Let the people around you see Christ. And let you be peacemakers. Not simply helping everyone get along, but sharing the only thing that will bring true peace. That leads to truth brings peace to souls. Ephesians 4:15 says, I'll read it in
you.
I'm going to read 15 to 16.
Yeah, from the middle one again.
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
Amen. Aya. Nendo, tolo mono mes, wera na di, amera na sebara, tiatua en yarba. Nego bolo, tolo mono evogen, abalake, aldoi lo, ora elogenyan, abalake, atua Cristo. Ola jefa ninye, eloba, osezon pogen, Ini di bigo ya na niya boga rubana. Ai ai shoro. Eh si sho na na rubana rogen ai do beraki. Na bollo o sesin ne do bollo ya won ya so na nyorara.
Pastor, do you love your people?
Right, na bollo. Nyore nyoro no na yi.
Love them enough to tell them the truth.
You don't know rabbi. Amen.
Tell them the truth of Christ.
Amen.
It is the only thing that's going to bring peace and unity to your church. It is not on your strength or your talent. If my church was based on my talent, we wouldn't exist. The church is here because of Christ. This peace is only found in Christ. Do you have a problem with the name of Christ? If you do, you probably have not liked my message.
Nobody has a problem with the name of Jesus.
I would not think so. I can see Christ. I see Christ on your face. I see the peace of Christ in your heart. With every handshake and every smile. Pastors, love your people. Share your smile, share your hug, share the peace of Christ with
everyone.
Are you a peacemaker?
Yes.
Or are you a troublemaker?
Raise your hands.
Troublemakers?
Peacemakers, where are you? Oh, you're all peacemakers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. It's easy in here.
Can you hear what it is?
We all love the Lord in here. We all trust in His Word. When we walk out today, will you remember Christ? Will you remember what He has done for you? Will you remember it as you stand in your pulpit? Or do we get distracted?
Okay, you know? You say it. Remember.
Remember.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Remember Jesus. Remember Jesus when you're in your pulpit. Because it's easy to get distracted.
I'm going to go with Lady Amy.
We have to deal with frustrations of people. There are physical needs in our communities. And if we're not careful, all of that will take precedent over true peace. Love your people enough to share. I'm going to read the quote at the bottom. He is a child of God by adoption and grace. But peacemaking is a sweet evidence of the work of the peaceful spirit within. As the child of God, he has a likeness to his Father who is in heaven. God is peaceful, long-suffering and tender, full of loving kindness, pity and compassion. So too is the peacemaker. If we are peacemakers, we are going to be like our God. Trust in Him enough to follow Him. Let's pray. Father, give us grace so that we may follow you more fully. Draw us and bind us to yourself so that we may never stray. When times get difficult, when we get distracted, bring us back to your peace. When we worry, when we are stressed, remind us of the peace that we have in Christ. I pray for all of our churches that they will know the peace of Christ every day, every step they take. The peace of Christ will reign in the hearts of men. And it is His name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.